The Jack Benny Program.
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Of course.
That's it.
Right you are.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
American. Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And speaking of tobacco, here's what Mr. John William Hill, Jr., independent tobacco buyer of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, said.
I've seen Lucky Strike buy ripe, naturally mild tobacco. And I know that when this tobacco goes into a cigarette, it means real smoking enjoyment. So when it comes to buying a cigarette for myself, I naturally add these things together and choose Lucky's.
Quote, I have seen Lucky Strike buy ripe, naturally mild tobacco. Unquote. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
With Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, the contest ended at midnight December 24th. However, there were so many people that couldn't stand Jack Benny, it will take a couple of weeks to finish reading all the letters. And the winners will be announced shortly afterwards. So let's go out to Jack's house in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack, Mary, and Rochester busily sorting the latest entries.
Gosh, the way this mail has been pouring in the last few days.
Yeah, there sure is a lot of it, boys.
Yes, sir. Quiet, Polly. Daddy's working. Look at this mail. It's absolutely amazing how many people can't stand me.
Yeah, and Jack, look at this pile of letters over here. 48,000 of them are all from St. Joe.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. There must be some mistake. They love me in St. Joe. You remember when I was there last year, they put up a statue of me in the public park.
Well, they're sending it back. There's a hunk of granite in each envelope.
No, Mary, you're just making that up.
No, I'm not. Here's a note in one of the letters.
What does it say?
We're sending back all of Mr. Benny's statue except the ears. We're keeping those for bird baths.
Let me see that note. It doesn't say that at all. Gee, it does at that. What am I going to do with all these pieces of my statue?
Why don't you glue them together and set it out on your front lawn?
No, no, I look silly out on the lawn without any ears.
Well, maybe a couple of snails will crawl up and go to sleep in the right places.
No, no, you can't depend on it. Well, come on, let's try.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, for real.
Polly, Christmas is over. Now I got to teach her to say Happy New Year. Polly, now listen, Polly. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No. It's Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No, Polly. Now listen, Polly. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Come on now, Polly, say it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Atta girl. Isn't it wonderful how you can train a Mary?
It sure is.
And now, Polly, a very Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Smart parrot.
Well, she's just a little nervous since I told her that the carrier pigeon she's engaged to is coming back from overseas. He'd be here now, but he couldn't get a train out of San Francisco. He may have to fly. Now, let's see.
We got to finish sorting the... Rochester, why did you tear off that letter?
This one was a mistake, boss. It said, I can't stand Rochester.
Who signed that?
The gas man.
Well, we haven't heard from him in about 5 years. Mary, what are you laughing at?
Get this letter. I can't stand Jack Benny because he plays the violin. Signed, a dead cat.
That's probably from somebody. Probably from somebody who doesn't like me.
Could be.
Certainly.
Oh, boss, you won't believe it.
What is it, Rochester?
Here's a letter from the Big Three.
The Big Three? Well, what does it say?
We couldn't stand Jack Benny before the contest.
Oh, they just think they're smart because they're on the way to Palm Springs. Anyway, there's the phone.
I'll get it.
No, no, Rochester, you stay with the mail. I'll have Nottingham answer it.
Nottingham? Jack, have you still got that English butler around here? I thought you only hired him for last week to impress the Colemans.
Well, we're so busy with the mail, I kept him on to help out. Nottingham, answer the door. Isn't he classy? He even puts on his coat to answer the phone.
Gosh, I never saw so many contest letters. Take 2 weeks for at least before we can finish reading them.
Hey, Jackson, listen to this letter.
Bill, stop showing off. We know you can't read.
This one's got pictures on it.
Oh.
Now, the first six words must be, I can't stand Jack Benny because.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of your face and the body of a jackass.
There is?
Yeah. You know, Jackson, if you didn't need to shave that jackass, it'd look pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boss, boss.
What is it, Rochester?
Nottingham would like to see you.
Well, have him come in here.
He can't at the moment. He's indisposed. He's down in the kitchen in his shorts and socks.
My goodness, what happened?
Well, after lunch, we decided to idle away a few minutes in a game of chance.
Rochester, you didn't gamble with Nottingham.
Uh-huh. I won everything with his English accent.
What?
I'd have done that, but he wouldn't open his mouth.
Well, I think that's awful. Imagine leaving him standing there in his BVD.
I got an IOU on those.
Well, I want you to go in there and give Nottingham his clothes back.
Okay, okay.
Imagine anybody doing
that. Hi, Rochester.
Hello, Miss Wilson.
Hey, Doc.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No, no, Polly. Polly, it's Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy? That's it.
Happy?
Happy?
Happy what?
Happy what?
Carrier pigeon would get here. Don, how did you happen to be around this neighborhood?
Well, I just wanted to drop in and thank everybody for the Christmas gift.
Hey, Nazi, what did Jackson give you?
Well, Jack didn't give me anything for Christmas because he gave me a birthday present and he thought my birthday was too close to Christmas.
When is your birthday, Don?
The 23rd of August.
Well, what did Jack give you for your birthday?
A rabbit's foot.
No wonder my muff limp.
Never mind. And as long as we're on the subject of presents, what about that gift you kids all chipped in and bought me?
Well, we thought it was a good idea, Jackson. Something you could use.
Something I could use. A fluorescent toupee so people can see me at night. When I sing Rise and Shine, I'm not kidding. Some gift.
Merry Christmas.
Polly, it's Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I'm going to train that bird if I have to
get... Yeah, not with a whip and a chair.
I'll talk to him when we're alone.
Say, Jack, I'm kind of thirsty. May I have a glass of water?
A glass of water? Sure, sure, Doc. Go right out in the kitchen.
Okay, thanks. Oh, kiss me once and kiss me twice, and now let's see. It's such a great, great small, so round, so firm, so full of cracks, so easy on the draw. It's such a great, great smoke. Lucky's have tobacco that is milder. It's wonderful the way I make this rhyme. Boom.
Hey, kids, listen to Doc.
So smoke it once and smoke it twice and smoke it once again. You'll have a grand, grand time.
We're lying. That was wonderful. I didn't know you could sing like that.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ken. When'd you get here?
Well, I came in right in between smoke it once and smoke it twice.
Well, I'm glad you came over. You can help us with the mail.
Well, I have to run along. I just dropped by to wish you a Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you, Ken. By the way, Larry, I got a lot of compliments on your song last week.
Well, thank you. I've got another one I'm working on for next week.
You have? Well, come on. Let's hear it.
Yeah, sing it for us. Hurry, come on.
Okay.
Smoke it once and smoke it twice.
Polly, Larry's going to sing now.
Was swell, Larry. I'm glad you picked that one. Now, kid, let's try and get the rest of this contest mail finished so we can try. Nottingham, answer the door. Hello, Bradley. It's an ABC, Bradley. I'm Mr. Billy Preston. I'm here to see him.
Thank you.
Reconverting, now I'll be able to buy a louder burglar alarm.
Mr. Benny, how much money are you putting in?
I'm not putting anything in, Ed. I'm taking some out.
My, this is thrilling.
Well, so long, Ed. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Whoopee.
The money for the prizes.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Well, kids, that's that. Just think, another year almost gone. Boy, how they roll around. Imagine, it'll soon be 1946. I wonder what the new year will bring. I wonder what new things will come out. Science is certainly wonderful. Heliocopters, jet propulsion, atomic energy. It's amazing. I wonder what they... it's kind of late. I wonder who that can be. Oh, hello.
Hello. You're Jack Benny, aren't you?
Why, yes. Yes, little boy. Who are you?
I'm the New Year.
The New Year?
But all the other little New Years have always come on January 1st. You're early.
Maybe he's trying to pick up a couple of tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
No. Maybe there's something wrong with our calendar.
No. I came early because 1946 looks like it's going to be a good year. And I'm raring to go. Got a lot of work to do. Automobiles, prefabricated houses, vacuum cleaners, fluorescent toupees.
Oh, yes.
How about nylon stockings?
There'll be plenty of those.
Oh, good. I was lucky to get this pair I'm wearing. They make my legs look so nice. See?
Well, hey, this kid's really ahead of time. Well, look, Sonny, how about radio in 1946? That is, what I mean is television. What are my chances in television?
Would you really like to know?
Yes.
Sit down, Mr. Benny.
Thank you. Well, all right, yet I can take it. I mean, tell me, what are my chances in television?
Well, first of all, tell me, how old are you, Mr. Benny?
Sit down, kid.
Why? What did you say, Sonny?
I said, how old are you?
37.
37?
That's a joke, son.
It is not. Now, what were you going to say about...
Oh, Jack, look out the window. There's an old man coming up the walk.
Yeah, he looks like Father Time.
Father Time? What is this, anyway?
Hello!
Hey, you're not Father Time, are you?
Father Time? I don't know what you're talking about, Bub. I'm looking for my grandson. I was told to come in here.
Oh, you mean...
He was supposed to be in a New Year's play. The kids were giving at the schoolhouse, but they ran away.
Oh, so that's it.
Hiya, Grandpa.
Oh, so there you are, you little shaver. Come on back to the schoolhouse. The people are waiting for the New Year. Come on, let's get going.
Let go of my ear.
Yeah, take it easy, old fella.
I just told you, Bub, he's my grandson. He's in a school play. He ain't a real New Year. Well, he's off on the way.
So he's going to be in the school play, huh? But isn't he a little old to be wearing those diapers?
He just got out of the army. He can't buy any clothes.
Oh, fine. Well, take him along then. Goodbye, Grandpa. So long,
Sonny.
So long. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I remember when I was his age. I was in a little New Year's play at school, too. You know, I was so good.
Well, so long, Jackson. I gotta beat it.
Yeah, me too.
Happy New Year, Mr. Penny.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Anyway, Mary, I was so good in this school play that I held the audience spellbound. In fact, just recently they made a picture of it, you know? I'll never forget how cute. I'll never forget how cute I was in that play. In fact, you know, that's what gave me the idea that someday I'd...
Well, I gotta go. Happy New Year, Jack.
Happy New Year, Mary. Anyway, I'll never forget it. Yeah, I walked out on the stage wearing a little pair of wings, and across my chest was a banner saying, Happy New Year, 1912. And when I spoke my first line...
Boss, who are you talking to?
Huh? Oh, they've all gone. Sit down, Rochester. Yeah, Rochester. I walked out on the stage and I looked so cute with my long curls and blue eyes and dimpled cheeks. And when I got all through, there was so much applause that the teacher came right over and kissed me. She said, Jackie, you're the best New Year's Eve we ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, while history will point to 1945 as the year of victory, 1946 will be the start of a new era. An era in which people the world over must live together in peace and mutual respect. We want a lot more than just battles in this war. We want a realization that all men everywhere want to live out their lives in peace and freedom. While there are many different points of view of how this peace should be secured, the important thing is that all mankind wants it, and it will be accomplished. There's no place for hate, greed, suspicion, and prejudice in a world that has the atomic bomb. The old era is dead, and 1946 is the beginning of the new one. The era of Wendell Willkie's One World. Happy New Year, everybody.
Remember this, in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
That's right, LSMFT.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. The finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. This fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep down smoking enjoyment for you.
Sure thing, LSMFT.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
The famous tobacco auctioneers put on tonight's program are Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
And 48, American.
And Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina.
48,
that's right, Dale speaking for Lucky Strike. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
Happy New Year to everybody all over the world from all of us.